This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Settling in a new city can raise lots of questions. How does the bus service work? Can I join the local library? Where do I go to get advice on renting a home? Over the next half hour, the team from Citizens Advice Bureau bring you all the latest news and information of special interest to new migrants settling in Dunedin. Welcome to Resettling in Aotearoa with Citizens Advice Bureau.
Kia ora koutou, nō mai, anō. Welcome to Citizens Advice Bureau, O Te Pōti Dunedin, monthly Resettling in Aotearoa show. Ko Anna Aho, I'm the manager at CAB here in Dunedin. And our show, just to remind everyone, is for anyone new or resettling here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and navigating life here. But really, there's a lot of good information for anyone. Our core service is to help you to know and understand and exercise your rights and your obligations under the law here in New Zealand, and then how to resolve your issues. The other part of our service is to advise and help you how to access the services you need. We really appreciate, we really like to empower people to have the confidence to take action themselves, you know, with our guidance. And our help and advice is free, and importantly, we're independent of any government agency or department. So also, anything we talk about remains completely confidential, and we will support anyone about anything. So last month, we said that employment issues were often one of our biggest areas of inquiry, and workplace bullying is a regular topic here at Citizens Advice Bureau. Available research actually on workplace bullying suggests that New Zealand has higher rates of bullying than comparable countries, with some sources suggesting as many as 1 in 5 workers may be affected each year. Women and minorities experience the highest levels of bullying and harassment at work. In the first 3 months of 2024, WorkSafe received 48 bullying and harassment complaints, with most coming from the education, health, social assistance and construction sectors. Here at Citizens Advice Bureau in Dunedin, half of the inquiries we have received in the last month about employment conditions or disputes have been about workplace bullying. So what is bullying? Well, according to MBIE, which is the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, workplace bullying can be defined as repeated unreasonable behaviour directed towards a worker or a group of workers that can cause physical or mental harm. So if someone is repeatedly rude, unreasonable, or mean to you at work, this is workplace bullying. Bullying can be physical, verbal, psychological, or social. And this is some of the sort of behaviours that it might include, like constant put-downs, especially when it's done in public, frequent like nitpicking or fussy or fault-finding, sort of pedantic behavior, always discounting what a person's saying, using threatening language, refusing to acknowledge a person's contributions and their achievements, refusing to allow an employee to take the breaks they're entitled to, making frequent embarrassing comments about an individual's appearance, singling someone out and treating them differently or worse from their their colleagues or co-workers, or overloading someone with work or taking work away. And making threats to someone about their job security. So bullying can be between managers and co-workers, or between co-workers, or come from outside contractors, or it might be from a business's customers or clients or visitors. So if bullying is serious or happens repeatedly, it can have a negative. It can have a real negative effect on people's employment and their performance at work, and also how satisfied they are at work. And also the business itself can be affected negatively too. So firstly, I just wanted to go over the obligations that an employer has. So this isn't the work, this is the person who is employing you. What are their obligations to have to deal with bullying and harassment at work? So they are responsible for the health and well-being of their employees, of their contractors, subcontractors and visitors while they're at the workplace. The Health and Safety at Work Act and the Employment Relations Act requires employers to create a safe and secure working environment for their workers and visitors, to take all reasonably practical, doable steps to avoid workers being exposed and visitors being exposed to unnecessary risk of physical or psychological harm, and also effectively deal with any health and safety concerns that are raised by any workers. So workplaces should have policies against bullying, harassment and discrimination in the workplace, including a defined process that staff and management can follow to resolve issues. Employers can actually get their workers involved in developing these and reviewing anti-bullying policies, processes and systems. And the Employment New Zealand website has more information about creating workplace policies against bullying. If you're interested in this, take a look at www.employment.govt.nz. So it's really important for employers to ensure everyone in the workplace knows their roles and their responsibilities when it comes to responding to bullying, harassment or discrimination, and how to informally report unreasonable behaviour, and also how to make a formal complaint. So when thinking about creating a work culture that discourages bullying, discrimination and harassment, employers should be modelling the appropriate behaviour in the workplace themselves. So they set an example of how people should treat others and how people should expect to be treated. Employers should encourage a respectful workplace culture that does not tolerate bullying, harassment or discrimination, and where everyone understands what harassment and bullying are and why it's not acceptable. Employers should provide anti-racism information and or workshops for both the employers and the employees. They should develop any manager's skills so they know how to intervene early and how to deal with any unreasonable behaviour before it sort of escalates. They should educate all the workers about bullying, discrimination and harassment. For example, they could host anti-bullying training sessions at work for everyone. They should also provide support by nominating a member of the staff, like it could be a human resource person or something, as the person that any employee can go to if they're being bullied or they have concerns about someone else is being bullied. So now as an employee, there are a few options if you're being bullied at work. So it's helpful to try to get moral support from work colleagues, friends or family, and also to check your workplace policy against bullying, and this might help you decide what your next steps are. It's really important to keep a record of incidents or, you know, noting who was present, what happened, what the time was, what was said, in case you decide to make a complaint later. So at the start, you could try to deal with it informally. So really that's to do with how comfortable you feel. So if you feel comfortable about this, you can try to deal with the person who is bullying you directly. You could arrange to speak to them in private and bring a support person with you. If you feel uncomfortable doing this, you could ask your employer or manager to step in informally. They could talk to the person who is bullying you and ask them to stop. So if you cannot resolve the bullying issue informally, as we mentioned earlier, take a look at and follow your workplace policy about reporting incidents of bullying, harassment or discrimination. If you report bullying, your manager or employer should try to support you and stop the bullying behaviour. Your employer also, which is something else larger organisations often have, they may have signed up for the Employee Assistance Program. This is a professional and confidential service that's paid for by your employer, and it's to assist you if you're experiencing any personal or work-related difficulties, and to find out whether your employer has signed up for that, for the employee assistance program. Just have a look on your website or in your workplace induction documents that you got. You can also try mediation through MB, Early Resolution Service. It's a phone-based service that you and the person bullying you can use to deal with problems. like workplace bullying, before they come too serious. Because it's a mediation service, it's only an option if you and the other person involved both agree to do it. And it's one of several ways, actually, that the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment can help with issues between employees and employers. They could use this service if they have an issue that might be resolved with the help of an independent resolution facilitator. So what the facilitator would do, they'll speak to you and the other party to understand what the issue is. They'll ensure everyone involved has the relevant information, and then they'll arrange a discussion between both the parties, and then they'll help to negotiate an outcome that both parties can agree to. And they also might refer you to another agency if appropriate. To ask for help from the early resolution service, you can submit an online form and make sure you provide as much detail as you can, including what you've done so far to try to resolve it. On our website, there is an article, How Can the Early Resolution Service Help with Unemployment Problems? And on there, it has a link to the online form you can use. And if you need help with that, you can also call them actually on 0800 20 90 20. So then the next step would be you can make a formal complaint to your manager. So if the behaviour continues, you can make a formal complaint to your manager or your employer. There might be the option to complain to the human resources or a health and safety officer if one exists in your workplace. And also that would be the case if you do not feel comfortable making a formal complaint to your manager. For example, it could be, you know, it might be the manager that's doing the bullying. So again, on our website, there is an article, I Am Bullied at Work, What Can I Do? In that article, there is a link to the WorkSafe website where there are templates for writing a formal complaint, and the sort of information that you would need to include is when did it happen, where did it occur, who was present, like who else witnessed it, what was said and who said what, and why you think it's bullying, and explain why it's unreasonable behaviour. And, you know, if appropriate, explain why it's repeated behaviour. You would want to explain how the behaviour has endangered your health, who witnessed the incident, explain how the behaviour made you feel, explain how it has affected your work, and if you've already taken any action, give details of the action you've taken, and then also say what you would like to happen. So if you make a formal complaint, this should trigger an investigation. When you submit your formal complaint, your workplace should arrange for an independent investigator to look into it. The investigator should interview you and the other person and look at any evidence. They should write a report on their findings and recommend a solution to your employer. And your employer should arrange a meeting with you to talk about the report and give you a copy of it. You can file a personal grievance against your employer if they will not help or they are the bully. So if your employer does not take action after you've made a formal complaint to them about bullying, or they have been bullying you themselves, you can file a personal grievance. Again, on our website, www.cab.org.nz, has an article, What is a Personal Grievance? But basically, in relation to workplace bullying, you can raise a personal grievance about discrimination, racial harassment. For example, if your employer has mocked you because of your race or made racially insensitive comments about you or did not take steps to stop someone else in the workplace from racially harassing you. Or for sexual harassment, for example, if an employee, work colleague or customer makes unwelcome requests, sexually suggestive comments about you or to you. So another option is you can complain to the Human Rights Commission on grounds of discrimination. So treating an employee or fellow employee differently at work because of nationality, ethnicity, skin colour, religious beliefs or race is discrimination and it's unlawful. And there's a list in the Human Rights Act that makes it unlawful to discriminate on the grounds of, as we said, sex, gender identity, orientation, gender expression, sex characteristics. Also, anything to do with pregnancy and childbirth, your marital status, whether you're single, married, de facto, whatever, religious or ethical beliefs, colour, race, ethnicity, origin, national origin, you know, nationality or citizenship, disability, whether you have a physical disability, impairment, physical illness, psychiatric illness, age, and that applies after you turn 16, you're about anything on the grounds of your political opinion, or that includes actually a lack of a political opinion. If it's something to do with your employment status, unemployed or receiving a benefit, your family status, whether you're primary care of children, or relationship with people, with a particular person. Sexual orientation, as we mentioned before, family violence experience, applies to employees and job applicants affected by family violence. And you're actually also protected from discrimination in all these areas of public life. So government services in the public sector, employment, education, public spaces. If you're providing goods and services, you're providing land, housing, accommodation, business partnerships, and any industrial professional associations, vocation training bodies. So it's important to note, this is that you can make a complaint to Te Kahui Tika Tangata, which is the Human Rights Commission, HRC, instead of raising a personal grievance, but you it, against your employer, but you can't do both. So just to be clear, you can do one or the other, but not both. So you can either complain to the Human Rights Commission based on discrimination, or you can file a personal grievance, but you cannot do both of those. So if the person discriminating against you is not your employer, a complaint to the Human Rights Commission lets you resolve the issues of discrimination directly with the person who's discriminating against you. You can also complain to the Human Rights Commission about an employer who discriminated against you during the recruitment process, you know, so while they were not your employer. You can get free advice to help you decide whether to raise a personal grievance or complain to the Human Rights Commission. So if you need some advice to help you decide which to do, you can actually call Employment New Zealand, as mentioned earlier, 0800 20 90 20. They also have an online form on their website, or you can call the Human Rights Commission, 0800 496 877. Email them infoline@hrc.co.nz and also use their web contact form. And if after getting some advice you decide to make a complaint to the Human Rights Commission, you can contact them as above or complete an online form. And there's a link to the form on our article on our website, What Can I Do If I've Been Unlawfully Discriminated Against? And you can also download the form and print it and post it to them, and the address is on that same link. And also, but remember that you can actually call, email, text, or write to them if you just want advice about your situation or more information about their complaints process. So if you do make a complaint to the Human Rights Commission, they will work with you to try to resolve the issue. They will first decide whether they can help you sort things out informally, for example, by giving you information so you can contact the other party yourself. And then if that doesn't work, then mediation may help, and a mediator will try and help you and the other party to work through the issues brought up by the complaint and to try to agree on some solutions. It'll be arranged by the Human Rights Commission, and it's free and confidential, and it can be done over the phone, through letters, or as a face-to-face meeting. Possible outcomes of mediation could be an apology, a promise not to repeat the same behaviour, an agreement to complete an education program, or compensation. So the Human Rights Review Tribunal is the next step. So if you have complained to the Human Rights Commission but are not satisfied with the outcome, you consider taking it to the Human Rights Review Tribunal that will hear your case and the other person's account of events and decide whether you have been unlawfully discriminated against. And they have the power to award damages, like I said, make an order stopping the other party, etc. If you're considering making an application, you can apply to the Office of Human Rights Proceedings for free legal representation. And they're an independent part of the Human Rights Commission. And if you're not successful in getting free legal representation from them, you'll need to pay your own legal fees, and if you cannot afford a lawyer, you may be eligible for legal aid. The legal aid scheme is a government fund for providing people with legal help when they cannot afford to hire a lawyer to represent them. They'll consider you, how much you earn before tax, the value of your assets, you know, financially dependent children and partner's finances. Usually works like a loan, and you have to usually repay it. The two main types, one of which is the one you would use in this situation, for a civil or family, which includes employment relations stuff, you know, if there's something going before the employment relations authority. We've got an article, How Do I Get Legal Aid for a Civil Family Matter, and it explains the whole process. And it's important to note that you do not have to live in New Zealand permanently or be a New Zealand citizen to be eligible for legal aid. So yes, legal aid is not just for New Zealand citizens and residents, but as mentioned, it is means tested and you are eligible only if the value of your income and assets is very low. So one last note is that if you're thinking of resigning because of bullying, you know, and you don't want to do any of that stuff, it is highly recommended that you get advice first before making any decisions. So you can get advice from your trade union if you are a member, or a lawyer, or the community law centre. So within the article that I've mentioned earlier, I am bullied at work, what can I do? There are three links to finding a lawyer. Finding a trade union and finding your local community law centre. You can also contact us for advice and support of any of the above on Dunedin Direct at 471 6166. And call the nationwide free phone number 0800 367 222. This may be answered nationwide, however, but you can tell them that you want to talk to Dunedin and they can take your name and number and get hold of us and we can call you back. Or you can email CAB via the website, which is www.cab.org.nz under what we do. There's email us, there's a form to fill in there, or you can call in at 155 Princess Street. It's actually a good idea to phone first though, either at like 10:15 at the start of a shift or 1:15 at the start of a shift, just to check how many other people we already have there and how busy we are. It saves you coming down and having to wait for ages. And our hours are Monday to Thursday 10 to 4 or Friday 10 to 1, so we're only on the morning shift on Fridays. Yeah, so, and you can also follow us on Facebook, actually, CAB Dunedin, and Instagram at citizens.advice.dunedin. And we put on sort of regular posts there all about your rights, so keep an eye on that. Now, next month, we're going to continue on the same subject, sort of part two of workplace bullying, harassment and discrimination, including migrant exploitation in the workplace and how that's not acceptable at all, and also the rights of a temporary worker. So just to conclude, you know, bullying, harassment, discrimination must be investigated and the person affected must be supported by the employer. There should be policies and training to prevent and respond to bullying and harassment in the workplace, and employers need to foster a respectful culture and encourage people to report incidents. If an employer is not sure how to respond, they should also seek advice. Just remember also that MB has the early resolution service, but be aware that they cannot help with certain things. But that's something else we're going to go into again next month. We'll cover that further. Yeah, so thank you to our listeners for tuning in this evening. And remember, next month we're going to carry on with the same theme. And also, if you miss any of our recordings, our live shows, you can find them on podcast on the ORFM website. Thanks for Otago Access Radio for hosting us. Noho ora mai. Stay well. Mā te wā.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.